بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى continue with this kitab Islah al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs, which is extremely necessary and important necessary and even we continue with the beliefs of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The 12th belief is that the actual proof of a Nabi is his being, his qualities and his teachings, that is he himself. Intelligent people will easily believe after seeing this. For the general masses who are affected by outward signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested on their hands such astounding faith which were beyond the power and ability of men. These faiths are referred to as mu'jiza. To save people from making an error, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow any false claimant to nabuwa to be able to perform extraordinary actions. Yes, if a person lays claim to divinity, to godhood, he will be allowed to perform supernatural actions as his claim is obviously absurd. These miracles were not within the control of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, he would enact it on their hands. One must believe in those miracles established in the Qur'an-i Kareem as they are, and not make fanciful interpretations. Example, the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turning into a garden, the miracle of bringing life, the miracle of bringing to life the dead by Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, etc., should be accepted as it is in the Qur'an-i Kareem. Further, beliefs regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first belief, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the noblest and highest in rank from among the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted the knowledge of the people of the past and the future. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most knowledgeable of Allah ta'ala's creation. Belief number two, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi and Rasul. After him, no new messenger will appear. If a person lays claim to be a Nabi, one should never dare even ask him for his proof. Because if one does so, he will lose his iman, as this is a clear indication that he has some doubt in the matter. Belief number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger to all men and jinn till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is general for the entire universe. After his coming, all other divinely revealed religions and missions of the past messengers are abrogated and cancelled. It is obligatory, necessary to act in accordance with the Sharia, that is the code of law of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salvation in the year after is based on accepting the Risalah, that is the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Belief number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a bodily state, whiles away from Makkah Mukarramah to Baitul Muqaddas, from there to the seven heavens, and from the seven heavens to wherever else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken back to Makkah Mukarramah. This journey is known as Mi'raj. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi al-lazeen astafa. Alhamdulillah, last night the 10th para was recited in Qur'an al-Kareem. However, we continue from the half of the 9th para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that before we came into the world, we were in alami alas, that is the alami arwah. Allah ta'ala says with regard to that, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنْفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that when Allah ta'ala created all the souls were present and we witnessed the beauty and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a pledge from us and asked us, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your creator, your sustainer? We all answered with one loud voice, the first voice being the voice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we acknowledged our creator and the greatness of Allah. Allah ta'ala reminds us, Shahidna, I'm making yourself your own proof and you'll testify to yourself They don't come on the day of Qiyamah and say, I was unmindful. It is when Allah send us in the world, it is to recognize Allah and don't forget that pledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explained that, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتِيْنَا وَآيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَقَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with knowledge of deen, then spread it, act upon it, spread it to the people, able, and be fearful that you are not taken to task. Don't become like the alim from the time of the Bani Israel. Allah ta'ala says, we gave them our ayats and knowledge of deen, but instead of practicing upon it, they shed their skin. In other words, they use their knowledge for their anterior motives to gain dunya. Then they followed the path of shaitan, and they were amongst those people that got lost. We should also, particularly the ulama, we should see and be very, very careful, particularly in this time of fitna and fasad, all the different modes of spreading deen, we should see which is according to the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not. Today we say that it is a technological world. We have to appear on TV, etc. Whether it is really or we are sincere or we have got ulterior motives following the path of shaitan. Shaitan beautifies all these wrong ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be very careful, because this knowledge of deen is such, وَلَوْ شِئِنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. If we desire with this knowledge of deen that we have given you, we'll raise you very, very high, we'll give you high stages. But such people who are not really interested and got ulterior motives and want to make achievements in this world, they sat on the face of the earth and they got stuck and they followed their desires. Allah says their example is Masalu Kamasail Kalb. They like barking dogs. If you intamir ali yalas out the truku yalhas. If you tell them something also they bark, you don't tell them anything also they bark. In other words, they are only looking for faults, and they don't want to follow the pious elders. Rather, they want to take out all their own faults and want their own proofs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. This is the sign of those nations that falsified the signs of Allah, the knowledge of Allah. And Allah says, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Why do we tell you about these incidents? So that you take a great lesson from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who follow this trend, and those who are following that type of ulama's footsteps, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have got hearts and minds, but they can't use it. They got no brains. We gave them brains to see the clear, to understand the right part. They don't use it. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. We gave them eyes to see very clearly that they are going wrong, but they don't use their eyes. وَلَوْمْ أَذَانُوا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِيَا. We gave them ears to listen to the truth. They are not prepared to listen. Listen. Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. These are like animals. The animals, in fact, they are worse than animals. Why? They are living a life of unmindfulness, ghaflat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, come out of your state of ghaflatness, of unmindfulness. How is that? وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah has got beautiful names, beautiful qualities. Call to Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala, and don't change the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that, why don't you ponder and see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help those people that are on the right path. Allah Ta'ala further says that people are too quick to ask, يَسَلُونَكَ نِسَّعَ. That when is the day of Qiyamah? You talking about Qiyamah? Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي. That knowledge is by Allah. It is only by Allah. You worry of preparing for the day of Qiyamah. That is not an easy day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسِ وَاحِدًا. It is only Allah that rightfully makes this claim. That is Allah Ta'ala that has created you. No Darwin's theory of evolution. You are not monkeys before. Allah Ta'ala says, we created you from one soul, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we made your spouse, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah made the system in this world that a man needs a woman needs a partner. So Allah made the institution of nikah very honorable. And for what? لِيَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you have peace and contentment. You discuss your private matters with one another, your secrets, not to get married and fight like cats and dogs. So if we follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the institution of nikah will be a great aid to get us closer and closer to Allah, and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like that people. وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُوكُمْ. If you call them towards hidayat, then they are not prepared to follow you. Be careful of such people, because these are people that are not interested. وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَسْمَعُوا. When you call them towards the path of hidayat, they are not prepared to listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in return, what these people will pass remarks, and he will try and taunt you. You adopt good character, khuzi character, khuzi al-afwa. That you overlook, and you just carry on, wa'amur bil-urf, wa'aridhan yul-jahileen. In a nice, appropriate way, you carry on giving the message of goodness, and encourage towards good, and you turn a blind eye towards the ignorant people. That doesn't help fighting and arguing with those people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment they realize that shaitan is trying to mislead them, tazakkaru, they think of Allah, they get reminded, and they start making tawbah and istighfar. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again explains that with regard to the respect of Qur'an-i Kareem, وَإِذَا قُرِعَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When Qur'an Sharif is being recited, then listen attentively, pay attention, give a ear to the Qur'an-i Kareem. Not Qur'an-i Kareem is being played on the radio in your cars, and you talking, and you don't pay attention. Allah says, in that way you will not draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember Allah ta'ala, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ, all the time, in your heart also, what humbleness, what fear, and what little voice also sometimes make dua and make zikr, morning and evening, and don't become amongst the people that are unmindful. The next surah, Surah Anfal, Allah ta'ala teaches us that this surah is referring to the beauty, the booty, the spoils of war. In other words, when will you get this? When you ask for Sirat al-Mustaqim, the link for this surah and the previous surah, you ask for Sirat al-Mustaqim, Allah showed us the straight path is the path of Qur'an-i Kareem and the man of Allah. And stay away from the negative factors that will take you away from the straight path. That is, don't worship the cow like the Jews and their little brothers, the Hindus. Don't worship like the Christians. Don't worship the man of Allah. Don't make Isa al-Islaat wa-Salaam and the man of Allah your God. Then don't make your passion and your desires, woman. Don't make that your objective of life. Then don't make your stomach, that is all type of parties, entertainment. Don't make that all your object of life. That will take you away from the straight path. Then your modes of transport, animals in today's time, your cars, etc. Don't make that your object of life and your God. All this will take you away from the straight path. Then when you realize that you are in slumber, you came out of that, you came onto Araf, you came into the middle path. Now you want to know which is the straight path. Allah Ta'ala says, make tawbah, make istighfar. Now when you make tawbah, you have to make a little effort to come close to Allah. As you start coming close to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will open booty for you in this world also. But the object shouldn't be for the richness of this world, to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah Ta'ala teaches us with regard to the spoils of war, that when you fall, when you bring iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to establish the law of Allah on the face of the earth. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ, that fear, inculcate the fear of Allah, and all the time reconcile, and make your reconciliation between one another. And how is this? وَاتُوِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That obey the commands of Allah, and the commands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are true believers. And what is the sign of iman? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. You find the people who have got iman, when they are reminded of Allah, their hearts tremor, they start shaking. When the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited in front of them, their iman increase, because they ponder over the ayat. They don't just get overtaken with the voice of the Qari. They worried what is being recited. And who are these people? Al-lazina yuqimuna salah. You'll see they establish their salah. They're trying to improve their namaz all the time. And they are very punctual with it. And whatever Allah has given them as far as risk and their wealth is concerned, they spend in the path of Allah. They give their zakat and other dutiful rights to other people, the poor, etc. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. These are the true believers. Lahum daraj. They have got great ranks by Allah, and Allah will give them very honorable risk also, and Allah Ta'ala will give them great honor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains And that's how Allah Ta'ala assisted the believers when they brought Iman. And now it was time to fight and go out in the path of Allah to establish the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They got tired also. But is yughashikumun nas. Allah Ta'ala in the battlefield, Allah Ta'ala sent down His Sakina, His Rahmat, and gave them a small type of sleep. And then they got fresh again. And then they were ready to fight the enemy. And how they fought the enemy, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, but all this, فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُونَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Remember, it is not your own strength, it's not your own ability. Whatever you do, it is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Even Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala is explaining that we told you just throw a handful of sand and the enemies will be blinded. Just you didn't actually throw, it was the help of Allah, the madad of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, that all the time people of Iman, under all conditions, obey the commands of Allah and not according to your own ideologies and your own logic, but according to how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And don't turn away despite that you are listening, but you are not prepared to listen properly. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu istajibu lillah, that O people of Iman, when you are called towards the obedience of Allah and the obedience of the Messenger of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the Messenger of Allah calls you, then respond to that call. That is that call, lima yuhikum, that will give you life. In other words, the obedience of the commands of Allah, ready to go out in jihad, the jazba, the spirit of going out and giving your life, this will make your blood flow in your body. If your blood is flowing, then you'll see you'll be a nation that will always be firm on Iman. But if you don't have this jazba of going out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, your blood will become stagnant and you won't able to practice on the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that when you are eager, don't look at your numbers, don't look at your resources. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا قَلِيلٌ مُسْتَضْعَفُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. See how many times that you were very weak in number. You were very, you had no artillery, you didn't even have enough manfolk, etc. You were worried that the enemies will wipe you out from the face of the earth. فَأَوَاكُمْ وَأَيَّدَكُمْ. Who gave you protection? Who assisted you with his help? And who gave you honorable risk and sustenance? All this لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you appreciate and you become firm on the commands of Allah. And وَلَا تَخُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. When you have realized this, don't make khiyanat in the matters of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, practice upon deen the way it's supposed to be practiced. And remember, your wealth, your children, your offspring, all this is a test from Allah Ta'ala. That earn it properly, bring up your children properly, teach them the deen. If you realize this, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, you'll get a great reward by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if you inculcate taqwa, the true love of Allah and the fear of Allah, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا, Allah will make you a decision maker. You'll be able to make proper decisions, which road to take, which you want to start a business, etc. You want to get married, Allah Ta'ala will teach you and make the proper decisions. You'll be able to guide people also. And Wallahu Zul Fadli Azim, Allah is that great being who's got great fadl and virtues. Allah will bless you with all this. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala further explains, don't worry if the enemies are planning to try and wipe you out and try to fight against you. They can plot. Allah Ta'ala is also plotting. You keep your connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and you keep your firmness with Allah. And remember, Allah has given this ummah two protections. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the ummah, Allah would have never destroyed the ummah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has left us, Allah has raised him up. Now, you got another protection. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as you keep on making istighfar, seeking forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will protect you. Allah will not wipe you out. So all the time engage in making istighfar. Don't be like the kuffar, and you don't practice on deen yourself, and you want to stop others from practicing on deen. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that such people who cause evil and corruption on the face of the earth, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ. Get ready to make jihad. Go out and fight for the pleasure of Allah. And not to gain any land, not to gain any spoils of war, but وَيَكُونُ الدِّينُ كُلُّ لِلَّهِ. That the deen of Allah be established, that will bring peace, justice, happiness on the face of the earth. The jihad is not to kill people, not to make evil and corruption in the world, but to establish justice and peace. This is why, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that if the enemies or the hypocrites, they join you and they turn away, don't worry. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْ فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. If they turn away, don't worry. Allah Ta'ala is your protector. Allah is your guardian. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Can you get a better guardian than Allah? Can you get a better helper than Allah? So make your connection with Allah. Further, Allah Ta'ala in the 10th paragraph explains more detail with regard to the aspects of jihad in detail, which shows that jihad, al-jihadu mazin ila yawmin qiyamah. That till the day of Qiyamah, the jazbah of giving our lives for the pleasure of Allah. And as we explained, don't get the false idea of propaganda that the Western world and shaitan, they want to water down the jihad by saying that this causes evil and corruption and taking life of people. Never ever. Islam is not that religion that they want to destroy men, but want to give men honor and respect by establishing the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you go out in jihad and you get the spoils of war, then don't be greedy for that. Actually, that was not your object. وَعَلَمُ أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ خُمُسًا. That also have got laws. Allah has commanded how to distribute it. A share for Allah, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the poor, etc. So accordingly, that you distribute the spoils of war. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you go out in jihad, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Be firm and don't be coward and don't scare, be scared. And how you will do this? وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. Make abundance of zikr of Allah. In other words, do a cause in the recognition of Allah, a cause in the zikr of Allah, first do your islah, and then when you go out in jihad, you'll be firm. You won't be scared of the enemy, and this will be your means of success. And wasiullah wa rasul, under all circumstances, in jihad also, obey the commands of Allah and the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever argue with one another. Argument just makes you weak. It will take out your strength. Wasbiru, and to do all this, it's not easy. Just bear little patience. Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Allah is with those who have got the qualities of sabr. In other words, Allah wants qualities. With taqwa, all this with the company of the pious servants, qualities will come in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't let shaitan beautify all the dunya for you, and you lose your might and power. Allah ta'ala says, don't become like the munafiqeen. And this is the trait Allah reminds us all the time. Myself and all of us, we should be extremely fearful with regard to this evil quality, how it creeps in the heart. This disease, Allah ta'ala says, that this quality comes in the heart, and then you get deceived. Put your trust in Allah. Allah ta'ala is very powerful, very wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah doesn't change a condition of a nation. Hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah sends goodness to you, but if you disobey Allah's command, Allah will take away that goodness. Don't blame Allah. Don't say, what is happening? Where's the rahmat of Allah? We have moved away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us that with regard to the preparation for jihad, one is first of all internal preparation, that build your taqwa. In other words, do your spiritual reformation first. Then when you have to go out in jihad, this is the world of means. So do some outward preparation also. So the enemy, because they are human beings, they will see that you are preparing. You also got artillery, you also got strength. وَأَيْدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْرِ. So to prepare for jihad, to learn how to use your arms, artillery also, this is also the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims should not become coward and just give our lives. People come and take our lives. No, we should be firm and we should be strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this will unite you. What will unite you? When you do your spiritual treatment and you inculcate taqwa. Otherwise, وَعَلَّقَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. The whole world will talk about unity and make big slogans of unity, but unity won't come with slogans. Unity won't come with the placarding and walking in the street, men and women together, because lo an fakta ma fil ardi jamia. You can spend the whole world of wealth, you will not get unity. It is only Allah that will unite the heart. And Allah unites the heart when you obey the commands of Allah and you inculcate taqwa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that Allah will be sufficient for you if you follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again Allah ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, harridil mu'mineen alil qital, that all the time encourage the believers that to be ready to give their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agar jaan di hui usi kaasi. If you gave your life, it's not a great deal. Allah gave you this life. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada hi nahi hui. The reality is that we can't fulfill the rights of Allah. And Allah asks for life, Allah won't take your life. Allah will give you 100 lives in return. As we see what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. Then Allah ta'ala explains few aspects with regard to the captives of war, how they should be treated, etc. Islam teaches us that treat them also fairly, justly all the time. Allah ta'ala explains those who bring iman in the الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who bring iman and they leave their homes for the pleasure of Allah, not greener pastures, that they'll get a better job, etc., but for the pleasure of Allah. Like we see so many young ulama going out in the world today to go spread the deen of Allah, and they sacrificing what their wealth, what their selves. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will give you protection, Allah will help you, and these are the friends of one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that for all this, you will have to be firm and you will have to make sabr. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the next surah, Surah At-Tawbah. In other words, once you have realized that you are on the wrong path, you came into Araf, into the Madal, now you made Tawbah, you felt the shame of yourself, and now you made a firm pledge with Allah, that though Allah was on the wrong road, I'll turn into the right direction. I'll come to your way. And which is that path? Allah shows the next surah, Allah brings Surah Yunus. That is the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Follow the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and not your passion and desires, and free yourself from all the clutches of the non-Muslims. Don't make pledges with them unnecessarily, and don't worry, they can't harm you in the least. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the need arises, فَإِذَنْ صَلَقَ لَشُ الْحُرُمْ فَقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِسُ وَجَتُمُوهُمْ. When the time for jihad comes, then be eager and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, jihad is not to kill people, not to cause destruction, but to make them realize that they are, by disobeying the command of Allah, they are harming themselves. They are bringing evil and corruption in the world. So when they realize this, فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ. Even on the battlefield, when they realize and they make tawbah, don't attack them. They have become your brothers now. They made tawbah. They established salah. They want to give their zakah. Now leave them. They are your brothers now. Now embrace them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us so beautifully that jihad is not to create destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you. And don't think that you will just able to enter Jannat like that. Test will come over and over to you. Further Allah ta'ala explains, مَا كَانَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. That is not the quality of the idol worshippers, that they will establish the namaz, they will establish the masajid, etc. They want to look after the masajid, particularly by the masjid haram. This is not their work. First of all, they don't have iman. All their amal is destroyed. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. This is the sign of iman, that the believers, they will establish masajid. Not only the outward structure and beautiful structures, but you may see that the masjid is abad, inhabited. The beauty of the masjid is not the chandeliers, it is the musallis and the amal of the masjid. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no action can compare to giving your life in a path of Allah, going out in jihad. Even if you're looking after the hajis, you're giving them water, etc., and you're making their khidmat. That is, the people of Makkah Sharif thought that they are doing a great khidmat. But Allah ta'ala says, those sahaba that are going out in the path of Allah, they are far greater in the eyes of Allah. Azamu darajatan indallah. Their rank is very high in the eyes of Allah. And Allah, that is the true success. And Allah ta'ala will give them glad tidings with Ridwan, Allah's happiness, and beautiful gardens. And they will be there forever and ever. And Allah ta'ala says, never ever be distracted. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la tattakhidhu abaakum wa ikhwanakum awliya. That don't be distracted with your family, even your brothers and your parents also. If they give preference to kufr over Allah, then separate yourself from them. In other words, in their belief, they give preference to kufr, then separate yourself. Although show them good character, encourage them towards Islam, but if they don't want to, then don't associate from them as far as belief is concerned. And don't ever let your parents, your children, etc., wazwajukum, your wives, washiratukum, your families, and all your wealth and your trade distract you from the obedience of Allah. Never ever be faltering with all these things to go out in a path of Allah. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, be careful. Allah Ta'ala says, see when you're eager to give your life, how Allah assisted the Muslims in many, many different battles, especially the occasion of Hunain, etc. Severe conditions. So Allah Ta'ala will assist you also. And Allah Ta'ala says, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, they are filth and dirt. They should not enter the masajid. They should not enter Baytul Haram, Baytullah and the precincts of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that we should be ready to give our life for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and be firm on our deen. Allah give us tawfiq and us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عجز منكم عن الليل أن يكابده وبخل بالمال أن ينفقه وجابن عن العدو أن يجاهده فليكثر ذكر الله رواه الطبراني. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ سے نقل کیا ہے وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ارشاد ہے کہ جو تم میں سے عاجز ہو راتوں کو محنت کرنے سے اور بخل کی وجہ سے مال بھی خرچ نہ کیا جاتا ہو یعنی نفلی صدقات اور بزدلی کی وجہ سے جہاد میں بھی شرکت نہ کر سکتا ہو اس کو چاہیے کہ اللہ کا ذکر کثرت سے کیا کرے. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever amongst you is too weak to bear the strain of keeping awake at night in worship, is too miserly to spend his wealth in Allah's path, and is too cowardly to take part in jihad, is advised to practice the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu in great abundance. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و ہل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا العصي أتاك مقر للذنوب وقد دعاك فإن تغفر فأنت لذاك أهل وإن تطرد فمن يرحم سواك لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.